The question was asked, when the Torah gives us a listing, is there an order to the listing? So our tradition is that in everything there's an order. In the Torah, in the order of the tribes, and even in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah lists numerous examples, so then there's a reason why this was listed first, second, third, and fourth. When the Talmud will sometimes say, Echad ze ve echad ze, right? Sometimes the Talmud wants to speak about a few examples, so it'll say, the way we would ordinarily translate it is we would say, be it this or be it that. But that's not an accurate translation. When the Talmud uses the term echad ze ve'echad ze, it's as though the Talmud is saying, firstly this and firstly that. What the Talmud is really saying is, I want to avoid an ordering. Because ordinarily, in a Mishnah or in the Tanakh, anything that comes from a smart source, there's a reason why this is first and this is second and this is third, and that reason can vary. It's not always the same reason. Sometimes it's an order of severity. Sometimes it's an order of where we derive each concept from. There are many, many reasons why there would be an ordering. But sometimes you don't want an ordering. All of them deserve to be first. That's when the Talmud will use the term echad ze ve'echad ze to indicate they're both number one. But in all other instances, the assumption is that there's a reason for the ordering, and if we'll only study deeply enough, we'll find it.